Space, the final frontier.
We have liftoff.
Computer, you will not address me in that manner. Compute.
Computed, dear.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I'm your host, Space Mountain.
Joined by co-host at NovaCane 007.
It's me, the dancing queen at MUFIN underscore TOP. The dancing queen.
I'm not going to do all my AKAs today.
We got a new one, though, that I came up with.
Oh, yeah. Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast. I got to find the right picture to go with it. Space Ghost. The right Space Ghost. But didn't they have, like, a Space Ghost, Ghost Riding the Whip one time? Tsunami or something?
Might have, man.
What happened to Tsunami?
There's a rally right now to bring it back. I was reading about it. And then some rapper made a song about it.
And hopefully some more Dragon Ball Z. Shit.
No, yeah, please no.
Quit hating on Dragon Ball Z.
I am not hating.
Hater.
Little kid, act like little boys and that's, come on.
This is like the greatest cartoon ever made.
Yeah, it's like.
They was in there banging.
Hey, Arnold.
Anyway, moving on. She said, hey, Arnold
to Dragon Ball Z. Okay. All right. You can follow each of us at our Twitter handles. I'm at SPCMTN at Space Mountain abbreviated.
At NovaCane007.
At MUFIN underscore TOP.
Which he already had just spelled.
2 weeks now. Applause.
Applause.
Platform. I know. I almost changed it, but I was like, dang, what if somebody listened to the podcast and want to follow me? So I kept it just for y'all.
Eventually.
I really want to change it.
Why do you want to change it?
Because I thought of one that I wanted to do.
Oh, okay. So we're going to knock out some of the show business. Dang, I forgot we didn't even hit you with your theme music. So, you know.
I guess we got to get it next time if you ain't getting it.
I'm going to get it right now. All right.
Here we go.
So I guess it's my theme music this week. All right. You can find us not only on Twitter, as we already mentioned. You can find us on Facebook at the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast fan page. You can find us on Stitcher Radio. Go and search Somewhere in Outer Space. And it'll pop up if you're on Stitcher. Get on Stitcher. A lot of great podcasts on Stitcher. You can also find us on Podomatic, and you can email the show at somewhereinouterspace@gmail.com. And you can go to our Blogspot page, the Somewhere in Outer Space blog, because somebody took Somewhere in Outer Space. So Somewhere in Outer Space blog.blogspot.com. Go on there. Check out some of them. I wrote a few blogs. I haven't blogged in maybe 2 months.
He sucks.
It's been a minute.
How many times have you all blogged?
You're not going to catch me doing it.
You know, I tried to start that actually.
And so when you get a blog, just hit it up and I'll post it on the site.
Cool.
And then.
Then I won't suck.
Then you can tell me how much I suck when you try to make the second blog.
I should just be the designated blogger. I mean,
well, you know. Write a blog and we'll get it cracking.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the show. I had a conversation this week with Muffin Top on Twitter, and she was arguing about, you introduced this topic, because it was about your whole, what's an African-American?
Well, I guess we're going to speak on what is an African-American. I'm not an African-American, just so y'all know. I am black, and I'm proud. I've never been to Africa, though, so... I wouldn't consider myself an African-American.
No, but let's talk about why you consider anybody that's from Africa African-American.
Because they're from Africa. They need to represent their country. I don't care if you're white or Mexican.
First off, Africa is not a country.
That's fine. It's a continent. I know. But
so, you're confusing race and nationality.
No, I'm not. I know what race and nationality.
What's
nationality.
Race? What are the different races of the world?
Black, African American, Chinese, Asian, all those.
Chinese
Hispanic.
And Asian, both races?
Well, you know, sometimes Casanova in his eyes it is, so.
What?
I could have just said Mexican, or I could have just said Hispanic, since all the Mexicans fall under there too.
Black, Spanish, Black, Negro, whatever you want to call Black people. You got Caucasians, you got Asians, you got Hispanics,
Russians.
That would be considered
Cubans, all that.
Those are Hispanic.
Okay, so you want to break it down? But if you're from Africa,
those are racist. No. Well, the reason Black people are called African Americans because we said, don't call us Black. We're not a color. We're from Africa. We're African Americans.
Who said that? We black call people white people white.
Back in the 70s.
Right.
Well, black people said in the 60s and 70s.
Times has changed.
Well, then consider, nobody's saying you have to be called African American. But a person who's born in Africa and then comes to America as an immigrant isn't an African American.
Yes,
because that's
are.
Not their race.
They are.
They would be whatever nation they're from, American.
They're African American.
They're not. That's not the nation.
They should be proud of their country.
It's not a
their continent.
Not a country.
Be
like, you
proud
wouldn't
of
call
your continent.
A person from England a European American.
Why not?
Because you don't call people by. Country. It's not a country. It's a continent.
Okay.
It'd be like German American.
Like, we have people who work with us who are from Nigeria. Yeah. Those people are considered Nigerian Americans because their nation that they came from at first is Nigeria. Even though it's in the continent of Africa, they're not considered African Americans.
They're considered
African. Black people are called African Americans as a racist because we don't have a. We were stolen.
You said we weren't stolen.
I know.
All right, so we ain't African American. We chose to come over here.
Hence the quote unquote.
Anyway.
The stolen part.
Why would you even say stolen?
And we don't. And it's too difficult to determine what country each Black person derived from historically.
So I could not be German. I could be German.
American. No, your ancestors were somewhere from Africa. They weren't from Germany.
I could be Nigerian.
You could be.
Okay, so why I got to be African American?
But the nation, your national, if you filled out a
what
form,
you shaking your head for?
This is the nonsense.
How's this nonsense, the sir that don't want to call Mexicans Mexican? But talk about them and their music.
What?
I'll
say something about the music because that's what the music is. But how does that transition
like
into...
Like Dave Chappelle talking about they sing over the microphone with the electric guitar.
Oh, what was that dude doing? Who was that? Aaron Spears or whatever? He was like... You know what I'm talking about? Oh, the All-Star Comedy Jam.
Tommy Davidson.
Whatever, but you know what I'm
talking about. Stop it all.
You know you caught yourself. You know you caught yourself watching the Spanish channel though one day.
Everybody's had that day where they.
Man, let me sit and try to figure out what's going on. That is
really the mundos.
How do you imagine you can really get that down?
The mundo. He was saying one word. I think he was saying noviente. He was saying he was saying one Spanish word like totally fast 15 different times. And I'm like, wow.
A bunch of mumbling. But the Hispanic crowd was rocking.
They were like, yes.
Yes. They was.
See.
That's what it sounded like.
See.
Que pasa, KC.
Anyway, back to the subject at hand.
African Americans. I'm sticking with it. That's what I'm saying. I know what race and nationality is.
No, you. You
I know white, black, Asian. I like a white, black, Puerto Rican, and Asian. I know
you wouldn't call a person born.
We gonna call Charlize Theron African American.
Antarctic American.
No, you wouldn't. But I'm gonna call anybody that can
forego all the rules of nationalities and race and just do what you want. That's
exactly. Charlize Theron should be. If anybody gonna call me an African American, they need to call her African American.
Touch this. Why is she so offended about being called African American?
I have no idea.
Why does that offend you so much?
Because I've never been to Africa.
Okay.
Exactly.
Asian Americans have never been Asian. They're Hispanic Americans.
They look Asian. You can tell.
You look black.
Like you descend from Africa.
I could have came from the Middle East.
You look like you descend from Africa.
I could have came from the Middle East.
Is in Africa.
Okay. Well, no, it's not.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's in.
You'll find where.
I already did this last year. It's Africa, then the Middle East, and then it's
that's
what is that?
The Middle East.
Asia, yeah, Asia,
and
Middle East, Africa,
and part of Africa.
All right, well, I'm talking about whatever.
Judaism.
I'm talking. No, hold on. What am I talking about?
Jazalium, like last week. Jazalism.
Who said that?
You did. Go
no,
listen
I didn't.
To the podcast,
man.
Because I listened to it. I was like, you said Jazalium.
What was I trying to say?
Judaism.
Oh, that's awful. Anyway, I'm thinking about Jerusalem.
Wow.
That's in the Middle East. Anyhow, like I said, you don't know where I came from. I don't know.
You don't know where you came from.
Exactly. So why would you deem me African American?
Like you, your ancestors descend from Africa.
That's the truth.
What
parents got to do with it? My friends' kids.
What color is your mother and father?
I don't know.
Black.
My dad is not fully black.
He's part Creole.
That don't even mean nothing in French, but still.
Which is black French.
So can I be French?
You can be part French.
All right. Well, call me French. Don't call me African American.
You don't know
that. Anyhow. Anyway.
You don't.
We don't know. We don't know I came from Africa. I love y'all Africans, Nigerians, and whatever else. But all I'm saying is
let's say you take a trip to Africa. Then can we call you an African American because you've been there?
Yes.
That is the most ridiculous rebuttal. But
yes, yes, you can.
Comes out. And you gotta fill it out.
I don't fill it out.
How don't you not fill out? They bugged me for like 3 weeks about filling out
that application.
Literally, the dude was waiting at the door one time when I got off work.
You checking black?
I'm checking everything.
American, you're not checking everything.
I check other more than one race.
For forging the census.
My mom don't know who my daddy is, so what? Nah.
Really?
I could be white.
Not true.
This is all I'm saying.
You identify with African American culture.
That's fine. That ain't my choice. Not by choice.
Exactly, because you're African American.
So while if I have the choice, I can choose to say
you can say.
All right. So when I fill out the application,
I declared earlier this week that I'm no longer black.
Oh,
because
that's
black people be getting on my damn nerves. I'm no longer a part of that race.
You don't get on your own nerves.
Sometimes I do.
Okay, so.
And that's why I'm separating myself from all the other black people.
Where my airplane?
This topic is going to tell you why.
Give me my airplane back.
Gay marriage. What do y'all think about gay marriage?
I don't care.
Off with the hips. Give me my.
Not just know they can't get married. You cutting gay people. What are you, the gay Highlander?
I'm kidding.
I really don't care what they do. And my thing would be more so just like we were talking yesterday about, like, are they trying to involve like religion, and why would you want to base your marriage off of religion that forbids you to do it?
Yes.
So I don't care what you do, like, I don't care what they pass or whatever. That's my take on it.
You seem confused.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying.
You said,
why would you base your
people want to get married?
Because some of them be Christians.
Yeah, like. Exactly, and if you read the Bible says in several different passages throughout the Bible that God does not approve of homosexual relationships.
Okay.
So why, as a homosexual, would you want to get married under the guise of a religion that doesn't accept who you are? And he's like,
so why?
As opposed to just like state, just going to this
either way.
Having a ceremony outside of church or not, like something that's not Christian oriented, because that.
Why wouldn't they rather do that? What is this?
If that religion is forbidding and looking down upon,
why would you want to do like that?
Want to indulge in that activity?
So this should have been the topic
that they're looking down at you upon. That's but at the end of the day, I don't.
Well, what do you think, Muffin?
I am all for the traditional, to say it nicely.
Just say it like you're saying it. You ain't for gay marriage.
I ain't the one to be for anything. I don't judge nobody, but I don't think it's okay. I mean, I got to warn my brothers and sisters, you know, God don't like that.
So do you think it's, you don't approve of it so much that you would want it to be illegal?
I want it to be illegal?
Yeah.
I do kind of, I'm kind of thrown a little bit because I don't think government and like religion should mix. But
what does religion have to do with marriage?
Because it has a lot to do with marriage.
It has nothing to do with marriage.
How, if you get married, that's under God, and that's like something God.
Based
is
off
like,
what? Based who told you was under God?
When you get married, you are vowing in front of God.
Okay.
Vowing to God and all that.
Not all marriages are like that, though.
Okay, well, the gays need to do that marriage. That ain't
the
fake ones. The I'm gonna make you a paper ring.
You know why?
Paper mache
you know
ring.
Why people get married?
No, I don't.
Do you know do you know the history of marriage?
No. Are you going to tell me?
If you want to know.
I don't.
You don't want to know? You don't care? You want to have your own?
Because they what? Because God told them to, you're here to create and prorate.
It has nothing to do with
God. Well, tell me.
Marriage is a system designed to exchange properties and goods.
Why would you want to do that?
That's how they did it. And like, if you look at every tradition we hold today of marriage, it's all based off the traditions of the old country. And when you would, like, you ask them, you ask whoever, your wife or your fiance's father to marry you, because back in the day you had to ask and he had to prove and tell you what he wanted.
It should still be like that.
All right, so if Neon Nova came, asked your father for your hand, and your father said, yeah, cool, but I want a Bentley, and you can't marry my daughter until then.
First of all, you ain't about to be exchanging me for nothing.
But that's what marriage was. That's why
we're talking about what it is
that's
now.
That's why you take your husband's name. That's why you have the party, you get the gifts, all that stuff.
I'm going to be a hyphen, so it don't really matter.
You gonna be a hyphen too? Like a hot tub, no, time hyphen. Machine?
Right.
Hyphen. Anyway.
Why do you want to be a hyphen? Why wouldn't you want to take his name?
I do. Your husband's name. I'm going to take it. It's going to mix with mine.
No, your name, you know, you're his now.
No, I'm not.
That's what marriage, but that's what how marriage was designed.
All right,
you become
well,
that person's property. That's why you have your last name. Yes.
I'm not going to be anyone. Property.
That's how marriage was looked at back in
the
day.
Well, we're talking about 2012.
I'm just saying that, but that's the roots.
It's just gonna be a promissory agreement. That's what it's gonna be.
Y'all gonna sign a promissory note like y'all filling out college loan papers.
That's what we gonna do. That's what the little piece of paper is.
Yeah, but I had the discussion with people on.
What do you
Twitter.
Think? Y'all think?
I think gay people should be able to get married.
Why?
Because it doesn't affect me, so I don't care enough to fight against it. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care if. Two people that it's straight people that shouldn't get married to each other.
Yeah.
You know, straight people that the man is smacking the girl around and shit, and he fucking her friend and her sister.
That's
and her
disgusting.
Mama.
Ugh.
All at the same time.
What I'm saying is,
and we they could get married because men and women are supposed to. If we want to ban marriage, let's ban dumb marriages.
Heck
like
no.
You gotta help go to an approval board and prove why you should be able
to
get
you should though.
And get a license
that.
To reproduce. How about we do that?
Yeah, and they need to take a drug test too before they reproduce.
They need to do, it's a lot of things you need to do that I would much rather want to ban on before I want to ban. Like, what's the big deal? Like, this is my whole thing. If they said gays can get married tomorrow, how would your life change?
It wouldn't. I'm not saying I'm not saying I'm a vote for him not to get married. I'm not saying it's going
to
affect
so
my life. All I'm saying is
married.
It's not right. Like, I don't, with my religion and my beliefs, I don't feel like it's okay that they're getting
and
married.
That's why you shouldn't marry a girl.
I won't marry a girl.
That's my point. Since you don't think it's right, you wouldn't do it.
All
right, so
that's just my opinion.
It's right. Let them
if you think
do.
It's right. Yeah, I said I wouldn't vote against it. I'm not voting against it. I am for a more traditional. Like settings and everything,
marriage.
So
go ahead and say it. It's all right.
I don't feel like it should happen. No,
we're in a circle, we're in a trust circle. Go ahead, say what you want.
They can hear me.
Who is they? Nobody listening to this podcast. Like all five people that listen to it. We probably the only people listening.
Right.
Like, well, that was a good point I made. Shout out to all the fans.
Right.
All seven.
Hello, Christy Rocha. Anyway, no, yeah. What's next?
Because you know, all the gay people, they was, I mean, all the church.
Oh, yes, gay people, y'all can get married if y'all can listen to the podcast. I'm sorry.
That's propaganda.
I'm for it.
Yeah,
I'm for
she's for it if you listen to
I
her.
Am,
but
if I
you
am.
Don't,
if you're
gonna
listening,
burn in
I'm,
hell.
If you're listening, I'm for it. If you're not, I'm not.
What about the ones like, she said she was because we listened. But if you got to listen to it or she ain't going to prove. But,
yep. If you hear my voice.
Because you know
now.
Like the black churches came out and they all in their feelings because Obama endorsed same-sex marriage.
Obama endorsed abortions and all that too. But where was everybody going with that? I'm pro-life.
But it, realistically, he's like since he became president, he's always supported gay marriage. Like he's never came out and said it. But he supported all type of gay civil rights, which is fine with me.
They
like,
should have civil rights. Everybody.
But marriage is a
that.
Civil right.
No, it's not.
It's a civil.
Let
union.
Me see the amendment.
It's a civil union.
Let me see the amendment.
You have the right.
No, you don't.
What is the first? You have the what is it in the beginning of the Constitution? You have the right to liberty, justice, and the pursuit.
Where
of
did
happiness?
That say love or marriage?
Happiness?
No. Marriages are not happy.
So why do you want to get married? just for not happy.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Especially if you watch a Tyler Perry movie.
Literally. Don't ever watch a Tyler Perry movie. No, in the end, though, it'd be good.
So do you think it's fair that the black church is all in Obama's business about supporting it? Do you think he was wrong for supporting same-sex marriage?
He's the president. He probably can hear us and probably, if I say no, so he might bust through the door.
Homeland Security.
He gonna have Team 6 gonna, that came and killed Bin Laden. Gonna have him bust through the doors?
While he watching it on film in the Oval Office.
I ain't scared. I support you, Obama.
Good.
Realistically, all the polls have shown in the recent year and a half that more Americans than not support gay people having a right to marry.
What that got to do with me?
So as the president, he needs to do what the people wants. It ain't about what he wants. He said he don't support.
That's fine. That's true. He can do what he wants. That is perfectly fine.
We want.
But then, what kind of president is that? If every time you just switching just to, I'm saying this, so you can vote for me.
He never said he wasn't for gay.
Join the army.
He said it was an issue he had to do some thinking about. And now that he thought about it,
now that he thought that he was coming for president, this term was about to be up, he had to say something, didn't he?
So you think it's political? What do you think?
It's all political.
You just don't care? I really don't. Because when it does get passed, because it will, I'm going to still have to get up. I'm going to still have to
put
my work clothes on. I'm going to still have to go clock in and do my job. It doesn't affect
me. But then gay people are married, though. It would change your whole life.
Not at all, sir.
You're going to see dudes kissing and wearing wedding dresses?
Hey, whatever. It doesn't affect me because I'm not going to do it. And I know what I believe. And I can't make someone believe what I believe, because then you never believe it.
It's not about making people believe what you want to believe. It's having an opinion and sticking to it. If you're a Christian and you believe this, then you know it's not right. That's what you should say.
If they don't believe it, who am I to tell them that that's...
You are to spread the gospel. What church you be going to?
You are to spread the gospel. So that's telling
you were made in God's image. You were
hated. Shout out to Pastor Matt. This supreme being is spreading the gospel.
I've never said they were hated. I've never said that.
The Bible says that you're spreading the gospel.
I never said anybody was hated.
The Bible says that.
What did he say? Hate.
Go look at Leviticus.
He said hate. All right. Well, repent, and then he will love you again. And stop doing it.
And stop having sex with men, even though that's all they like.
How you do that? How you just do that?
Because some people, it's a secret, let me tell you, they're born that way.
Yeah, I think we probably all are. You're made to go up and hang out with your girls. When you babies, the girls usually hang out with the girls. You choose to, as you go along, you learn.
Think that they didn't learn social norms? That's a social, they didn't conform to social norms, and they said, no, I still like hanging out with the guys.
I think that's what must have happened. How you just like to get, excuse me, I don't really want to say this, but
fucking ass?
Yes.
It's a podcast, go ahead and say
How you like that?
I don't like it, why are you asking me?
How you sit down, and after that, you
have
just
you ever had anal sex?
I haven't, and if I had, I probably wouldn't tell you.
I haven't, and I never will.
I'm just saying, I don't know how that feels to say how they can or cannot do it, but I can do a survey if you would like.
I need to figure it out.
Ask some of your friends at work.
Somebody already told me that it was something about a nerve in your butt, this far into your butt,
He's how the fuck did we get on anal sex?
Right.
We're talking about gay, that's what they do. But anyway, I'm just saying, whatever. That's my opinion.
Two women kissing on each other and licking their titty balls?
I would hope I would never have to witness that.
And rubbing those nipples into they so erect.
My thing would be to just...
shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Live, according in my life, according to the things that I believe and hope to that it would reflect...
All hail Casanova.
Hopefully the way that I live will reflect off someone to make them want to have that same type of joy that I feel and that I'm doing, but I'm not going to come and bash you because you're going to feel like I am judging you, and then what happens, you're going to rebel even more because I am.
Why do people always bring up judge whenever somebody trying to let somebody know that this ain't right? Oh, why are you judging me?
No, it's the difference between advising someone and trying to bash them for something.
Who's bashing anybody?
No, not you, but you see, like, society trying to bash them, all that makes them want to do is rebel even more.
Yeah, if you keep telling somebody that everything they're doing is
all wrong, right, well, I'm
that's a judgment.
I'm going to keep telling you that the train, you in the middle, you on a truck, you on the railroad track, and the train is coming. I'm not going to just stop and be like, let the train hit you. I'm going to keep letting you know that the train is coming.
I'm going to say, hey, the train's coming, and you don't.
You going to walk away?
Hey, the train's coming, and you don't do nothing? All right, cool. He don't care. Maybe that's what he's doing.
All right, the train coming, just so you know, one more time.
I'm just not, that's him in the train. That ain't got nothing to do with you.
I'm going
to
keep letting you know, my brothers and sisters.
I feel like I need
to. So what if you keep letting them know, and then he gets hit by the train?
One day it's going to sink in, just like
anything else. It's a train.
I have more, like, as far as, like, in Christian stuff, I have more things, like, I have people directly close to me, like, that I can touch, that I need to be trying to help and talk to and get before
I go out. And what if they know somebody who's gay?
And before I go out into trying to tell the man down the street, like, I got to get, you know, the people that's in my circle right before I be trying to do anything. That's just how I feel about it.
Well, you're talking on the podcast where this ain't just your circle. This is more than the circle.
I'm speaking about me and my life, though. Like,
this is part of your life.
I'm speaking about how I am in life. Like, and to the people who do listen that I talk to on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. Get married, gays, he's saying. He don't care. It's okay for you.
I care. Like, I live my life accordingly, and hopefully that reflection of my life will,
good answer,
will motivate somebody. Ooh. To do that. You can't get mad because I don't agree.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, like, don't point at me or shake me off. That's silly. Oh. Anyway.
So you think that your job as a Christian, and this is going to segue into why people don't go in the church segment. Mm-hmm. You think your job as a Christian is to badger people over the head with your
I'll stop
today.
You right there.
Let me finish.
Nope.
Let me finish my thought.
Okay.
Until they believe what you believe. So at what point do you stop telling them? At what point will you just be an example of how your God...
You do that too.
But...
We can let it... Okay, I understand the whole, you know, let our walking be the talking or the... You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, my preaching is what I'm doing. And, you know, but I'm not just going to be like... Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Continue to do that. So, I'm not gay, so obviously
it's not just about being gay.
I don't know what I'm saying. Coming,
bashing people, he was like, "Hey, look, this is what my pop said. This is what he believed. This is what's going on." Now,
is that what he said?
Now, hey, no, you take this because I gave y'all free choice. You can take this, or you know, based off of my whole
you think I don't know
I
this
got going on over here. You can suffer the consequences. That was it. He wasn't like, hey, you gonna do this and you gonna... It wasn't like that. He was just trying to...
So am I taking the badger from everybody and badgering people?
We're not saying you per se.
I can't speak for those people.
But
me.
You know, you act like... You go to church, right?
I do.
You go to church, right?
Yeah.
You don't know those people.
What people?
You don't know people at church that badger people with their beliefs, that everything they do, they're making a judgment about them.
Not at our church.
Like the old church ladies. And everybody know this old church lady. You be like, yeah, you know, I was at the club and I was, you know, kicking them with my people. And then, you know, we was doing this, that, and the third. And I fell on her booty. Say, oh, child, I'm going to pray for you. That's a judgment. That's you judge
that
me.
How do you know she's judging you? Maybe she's praying that you would not do that type of stuff. And that maybe that temptation won't... No.
Don't judge
like me. Like you won't give it to temptation.
But that's a judgment. You're saying...
Why do people always say that?
Because you think you're in a position to tell me what the way I'm living my life is wrong. And when you're in a position to say that and you tell me and you make that statement where you're telling somebody that what they're doing is wrong. That's a judgment.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If you just like...
It's a consulting.
I didn't ask for your consultant.
Okay, that's the problem. Every single time somebody say, well, you know, this, you should... If you come to somebody in a nice way, like, look, yeah, blah, 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 this is the way that God wanted
it,
blah, blah, blah.
You're
judging me. You judge me.
No,
I'm sitting here and telling you what's right or what's said to be done and what shouldn't be. Like, yes, you have free will. You can do what you want to do. I'm not going to keep on saying, hey, girl, did you go to the club last night?
And after you see me say, oh, you told me that, and I'm like, all right, cool. And then I do what I want to do anyway. Let me be an example as to why I should.
I'm sure the old church lady is being an example and leading by example.
Have you been some of these churches.
I know some crazy churches. I know people now that
been to some of these because I don't go to church like that, and I go visit churches, and I don't ever find a church that I'm.
Yeah, you clear it out of your eye first. You clear it out of your own first.
All right, like the problem with churches is basically like when it does come down to like gay people and things like we are so quick to judge and push them out the door, but we don't try to embrace them and try to not like embrace what they're doing, but trying to like
embrace them as a human, try to help them go a different way.
You know, go like that. Like we're too busy trying to beat them over the head, but like this is what they say, this is what you need.
Instead of rubbing on the back,
like I have it the wrong way. Like I have a friend. That's fine. She recently had a child, and her and her baby daddy, or fiance, whatever you want to say it is.
Talk to him, Pac.
He wanted to join the men's group at church. Well, they said, well, we would love for you to join the men's group. But guess what? You had a kid out of wedlock, so you can't join the men's group until y'all get married. That's not a judgment.
No, I feel like
that ain't a judgment.
Look, dude, if you
telling me I can't serve,
you ask me a question. Let me answer the question.
I can't serve the Lord.
Let me answer the question. You can serve the Lord. You can serve the Lord. That's not stopping you from serving the Lord. But if you're gonna be a youth leader, if you're gonna be a youth leader at a church,
just in a men's group.
Okay, men's group, youth leader, same thing. Because who looking at you? Who looking at you? Do you?
I have a son.
If you at church, if you looking at church, if you on church, if you, I'm not saying that. Like,
why would they put me in front of the church and I had a child out of wedlock?
That's fine, because you're not doing that now. You just.
I had a son when I did it. What are you talking about?
You not? Are you having kids out of wedlock now?
But I have
no. You changed. Why are you getting attitude?
He had a kid out of wedlock when
why are you getting attitude?
I'm not getting attitude.
Yes, you are.
He had a kid out of wedlock when you just when he approached.
He yelled at me. Why, nigga? It ain't that deep. I had a kid. I know you had a kid. A 7-year old.
When he approached him. He had a kid. When he approached him, he had one that day.
How long ago?
He had one.
Yeah. He.
How long ago?
So he approached.
It's like he approached him a few months ago.
How long was the baby born? How long ago was
but
the baby
why
born?
Does that matter?
Because it's a difference between being a certain way, had a kid 7 years ago, changing, changing.
He's going to church to become a better person.
That's fine.
So who become are you to say person? He can't become a better person? If what
he
if that's
can't
a
become
of
a better person?
But what? This is what I'm saying.
I'm not
when
saying
you go
in
to
the
church,
past.
You start fellowshipping. And he's like, oh man, I really like this church experience. I really want to get more involved and get deeper in the word and the Lord and the other Christians in the church. And when you prevent that, you're stunting that growth and you're doing
it. Yeah, I'm not saying prevent it.
You're doing that because you don't like what he did. And that's a judgment.
How old is the baby?
That doesn't even matter.
How old
is
the baby?
If you had a kid yesterday.
How old is the baby?
The baby's, I don't know, like a few months.
Okay.
So basically, he gotta wait till his baby's a certain age, and he ain't fucking no more.
Yes.
No. Why? That is ridiculous.
What are they doing in the men's group? I'm not saying no. Let him join it. You know, help him. Maybe I can convince him or let him help him learn how to change and become closer to the Lord. Okay, that's fine. I'm saying yes. Let the person help. Don't turn people away from the church. No, I don't feel like that's okay. I don't feel like that's okay. But I feel like there's a difference between if you're actually changing and showing growth, then
so
if you
can't show growth now and the baby's 3 months.
What?
So like he looks like he's trying to show growth. So they
this is personal. Him. Y'all like, getting the attitude. This ain't personal to me.
Like,
I know you have a 7 year old. Okay, everybody has a 7 year old.
Who would have came at me like that? And I have a child. And you telling me I can't?
But look what you was doing then. Look what you was doing.
I was on some nonsense when I met up with Alan and was
exactly.
And
are you on the same friend. Nonsense?
We and go, maybe
no.
They let me. And they let
exactly. I'm not saying turn people around because they had kids out of wedlock.
But that's what they're doing. That's what I'm saying. They're turning.
And because
around.
They kept accepting
no, I'm not
me,
saying
they
that.
Allowed me to do a sermon because they allowed me into their because
you changed.
But
did you make
them,
a sermon last year when you approached them? No, because they're not about to have somebody that's having sex, smoking, drinking, whatever. Preach in front of the kids.
Them,
no, just like when stuff was, just like when the drama was going on, you wasn't preaching because there was drama going on.
When I approached,
so
them,
it only makes sense to it.
When I approached them,
let them get
his
thought out. Let them get his thought out.
When I approached them, I was like, when I met up with Alan, I wasn't Right. They allowed me into that group.
Of course.
Even though I, even though I was living still on some nonsense,
they embraced
me. And because they embraced me and they continued to be there for me, I kept growing. They didn't stunt my growth to the point where...
Did you hear what I just said? No, don't stunt people's growth. I feel like you should embrace them, so I was still talking about this.
With the same son and the same mistake that I had made way back when, having sex before marriage, they allowed me to do a sermon. And if anybody tries to tell me because I had a child in wedlock...
You changed.
I didn't know he wasn't trying to change.
He was being embraced into a group.
He wanted to be in a group. He wasn't trying to preach. He was just trying to be a part of a men's group.
Did I just say I said embrace people. I just said that. Why are we still talking about you and your son?
How long has he had the kid?
None of that.
Like, how do you... One, you don't know if God's changed his heart since the moment after he had the kid. You don't know how him and God's relationship works, so you don't know where it is.
Embrace him. I'm not saying they don't know.
So to tell somebody they can't do something until you feel comfortable doing it.
No, I don't feel like that's right.
So why are you defending the people that did it, though?
No, how long has it been?
They need to wait.
I'm saying you can't. What are they doing in the men's conference? Like, I don't feel like it's okay men's for people group, who are still doing whatever group.
Men stuff
in life and how to avoid things like a women's group, like the things you guys do.
Do I go to women's groups?
Well, if you've ever been, I'm pretty sure it's the opposite of what men talk about. Men get together, we talk about how the world is, how like men in the Bible, like things we can do to avoid temptation. They talk about sports, like we just fellowship with amongst each other, and you wouldn't allow him to fellowship.
I'm saying to them. Because they're not here to answer, so.
It's nonsense. Like, if that's how it went, that's nonsense.
That's nonsense.
What's wrong with people, and that's why people don't go to church.
Yes.
Right there.
Some people don't go to church because they sin so bad that they feel guilty to go to church. It's not just that one reason.
No, but that's one of the reasons.
It's not just one reason.
Of course, but sometimes people get to a point where they feel so guilty about their sin, they want to go to church.
And then you come to church
and you have people constantly judging them. So what do you want to call it? Because that's a judgment.
How's it not judgment?
When I come to church,
what do I call what?
You look at the things that I've done in my life, and you look at me a certain way. You judge me.
That's just like
if somebody saw you from down the street and looked at you as a black girl, not an African American girl, but a black girl.
Thank you.
And they look at you.
They might think I'm Mexican from far away.
They're like, I bet she does this. Or I bet that's a weave. Or I bet this, that, and the third. They don't know that about you. They don't know that they're judging you. That doesn't make who you are. Just like with the Trayvon Martin situation. Just because he had a hoodie on, that didn't make him a criminal, right?
Did you see the new video?
No.
Oh, they got a video of him in the store. He did look like a beast, though. He did look super big.
He looked like a beast.
He did. He was tall and just...
People keep thinking this like a five, like this dude's like 5'7". Like he was like six something.
Yes. Man. He was hella tall. But anyway, no,
like,
that ain't cool.
But that is a judgment. Like, yeah.
What about when people be. No.
People be what? Say what you gotta say.
I'm saying, that ain't right. But I was just thinking, like, I know reasons some people don't go to church, because church sometimes be having more drama than anything.
That's one of the other reasons. That is one of the personal reasons I don't go. Church, I grew up in the church. I have people on my father's side who are deeply in church, who were pastors, bishops, all that good thing stuff. Grew up in the church. And I know that people who are in church are supposed to live a certain way. And because they choose not to live that certain way or whatever it is, like, it's a hard, like, when you come to a place that you expect, like, well, these people understand making mistakes. These people understand that I'm at a low point in my life and I'm trying to become better. And as soon as you walk in, like, can't believe this heifer walked in here with this short ass skirt on, trying to turn my husband on and shit. I can't believe that, bitch.
You shouldn't be walking to church with no short skirt on, though. I'm just saying. That's why it was this one church.
Jesus said,
come as you are, that's fine. But come on now. You shouldn't be walking nowhere in no short skirt.
What if that's all she got is short skirt?
She should have put on some leggings.
Man, you will hear my rant about leggings. I hate leggings.
I got on some. I'm a legging fanatic. I don't like wearing jeans. Anyway, like, that's why I didn't go to that one church. Shout out to Pastor 83, because he is a good pastor. But I cannot go to his church because I went to Ruskin and, like, when I went there, like, I wasn't dressed up or nothing. It was just like Wednesday. You know, you go here to work, whatever. And
they
people
was rolling their eyes looking at you.
No, I don't know. I just felt like, dang, my hair is my... like self-conscious, like, is my hair cool? If I go to my church,
I love my church.
If I go to my church, I go in there with sweatpants house shoes, my hair wrapped up.
You can't be walking to church like Devo, though, sir. Hey, man,
let's get it in.
You rolling on the beach cruiser too?
I come in there with my track showing, one track hanging, braided to the side, and feel comfortable and be praising the Lord in the front row. But I went to that church, I'm like, dang, like, feeling like I need to brush my hair every 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all really dressed up, though.
To me, it's like, if I'm there, I don't even care what it is that I don't like. I'm not going to come just...
That's why I can't do traditional. In the choir. Every day. I mean, every Sunday going to church. I can't do it, man. It's too much hypocrisy in there. And just, like, they support nonsense. Like when church people be supporting that old Tyler Perry movement, I can't get down with y'all.
You got this man dressed up as a... But that's what people did in plays.
Like, half the churches were supporting Eddie Long.
What's wrong with Madea in the church?
All Madea do is cuss and threaten to shoot people.
Oh, yeah, she do. How you know she ain't praying tonight?
And the cross dresser.
A family that prays together.
And no, yeah, that's a man.
But my thing is, it's a play. People dress up. I had to play a man in a play before. I had to play a mother, and I was only in 11th grade. I wasn't a mother. It's, you know, costume.
Yeah, and after you do it and you get your foot in the door, you don't have to do it. He likes dressing up like a woman.
He likes to be in his place.
And he likes to rub on men.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying, there's some rumors about that.
What was that one?
It's rumors about me. It's rumors about Casanova. It's rumors about you.
Jenkins or something.
Keep passing my airplane.
He's like, and sexy men.
It was funny. But shout out to Rosedale Church, because we are not traditional. We are very contemporary.
We are very
new, modern.
The music is like, awesome. Valerie.
We focus on serving the Lord and trying to, you know, influence other people to do the same. We ain't got time for that.
It's like,
stuff.
Shout out to Darion.
I had a conversation with one of our coworkers. Shout out to Marcus. And he was like, he left a church. He's like, he said,
Casanova just hit me with the microphone.
Paying our tithes and offerings and all that money ever did was stay in the church. He said, I left that church and I went and joined the church that all we do is go, we pay our tithes and we take all the money the church gets from that, and we do all this stuff for the community.
How like, they pay the bills?
Churches ain't out. You use the little bit of, it don't take that much money to run a church. Like, you pay the light bill, you pay the water bill
and the gas bill,
and that's it. And all that other money. Where do you think all that other money is going?
Look how big churches be, though. Come on now.
Why do churches need to be?
Nah, huge. Our church is small, but I know the bills be high.
How much? What's a high bill?
$1,000.
Gas is like 15, but it's not. But we use it and put it in other places because he still has to go and work, and he lives with me in a single room, like, and he's virtually, well, he's 32 years old, so like, he endures the struggle just like I endure the struggle.
Wind up.
Like, I gotta respect that, so
yeah. And like, but like, if you don't have tithes, like, you pay your tithes every week, mm-hmm. like, you paying 10% of your salary. If everybody in the church is doing that, but I'm just saying,
all right, if everybody
in their church, if everybody in their church is doing that, then $1,500 a month on the light bill ain't shit.
Because what is it? It's somebody bringing $1,500 home a month, which is cheap, because that's probably what I make.
$150 a week? You got to do it weekly, right?
No, I think you do it by
a month. I thought it was a month.
That's $300 a month that you...
Yeah.
That's $300 out your pocket.
10%. If you make... it's supposed to be 10% of your gross, not after the government then came and got theirs. It's supposed to be what you made before the government got they cut.
Taxing.
And
I claim 7, so they only take like $60 out of my check. I just want y'all to know.
You know,
the IRS probably.
That's not fraud. I do my dependents correct. What's fraud is when people be putting one, so they only can take, $500 and they can have a $9,000 tax return. Or when they put 8 in, it's only one of them.
No, you could always pay more taxes. You can put 1 and have 8 kids you raising if that's what you want to do.
That's stupid.
Who does that?
People be doing that.
People you taking care of?
They don't. No, it ain't 7. You like put 1 for this, 1 for that, 2 for this per child. But no, they stupid as heck because they be doing that like, oh, I want to get a big check at the end of the year. What about during the whole year when you can't pay your rent because you took out $500
but everybody's on the ball. That's stupid.
That's so dumb to me. I want a big tax return. I want a big tax return, so I'm going to go. Have you ever had somebody that goes the whole summer? Go the whole summer without heat just because it's hot? We can boil some water. Nigga, I'm not about to take no cold shower.
I know people that did like that. Luckily, I don't have to live like that.
That's that nonsense.
I don't know how cold we just got on that, but.
So hopefully we ain't got to do that.
I'm just saying. Boiling hot water.
I'm just saying, like, if people were in the church doing what they supposed to in the church. When the last time you just seen an abundance of churches in the community serving people who aren't in the churches? Churches only help people that go to church.
And that's not our church. Shout out to Rosedale Church.
I'm not saying
because them youth nights it be 1500 kids.
I'm not saying all churches, but I bet y'all churches are in the minority and not the majority.
Yeah, I'm sure that is
because I'm sure y'all all know people that people y'all associate with who go to churches and they churches do shit for them. Mm-hmm. And then you don't be seeing. I ain't never seen the 15th annual Sheffield can drive, and they just handing out tons of cans and stuff. That's one of the mega churches in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it. Like, I don't see the advertising, but I see they be doing them plays and be charging you $5 a ticket to come
and they be having plays and dances. And
inviting the hip-hop pastor who downs on hip-hop and stuff and says it's how horrible it is, mm-hmm. and having him come and having all these speakers come and having that
and charge you $50 to get in.
Who has the prayer rug at her house that she raised donations
and
on.
Taking four offerings throughout this the church. This the
pastor listens to Eminem. Just throw that out there.
And then I hate when people be.
Yes.
I went to that church. No problem. I went to this church. I don't even want to say the name of the church, but they was like, if you got a $50 bill you want to put it in the basket, come on down the aisle first. Then they went all the way down to like $1.
No joke. My mother has a friend whose church has an ATM machine in it.
That's all bad.
They say you ain't got no money.
And then somebody else told me they don't have their any. Church has a machine that where you can pay your tithes with your debit card. Like you just go there like, yeah, I'm trying to pay my tithes and I forgot to go to the bank.
Wow. Yeah. I just want to put $5. Oh, you got a platinum card? You need to be paying
$5. Brother, your tithes say...
Like, I ain't asking for nothing, but I know y'all can give a little more. I went to a church like that. Like,
your
really?
Tithe say you owe us another $50, brother.
We want to change that folds and not jingle.
And then some people be like they have like at the end of the year they do who gave the most to the least list.
Oh my goodness!
And show who gave the most in the church and who gave the least. Man, that ain't.
Why would you do
Christ
that?
Doing any of this? Right. Y'all call yourself Christians, and speaking of which.
Why
you go read for all the people who haven't read the Bible, and this then turned into a whole biblical thing. Right. But there's nothing in the New Testament that says you have to pay tithes. So if you call yourself Christians and you follow the teachings of Christ, then technically you don't really even have to. There's nothing in the
New Testament. We do offering. That's
tithe. That's the Old Testament.
That's in the Old Testament.
So I remember reading about it, but I didn't know where.
That's because I was arguing with somebody because we was having a discussion at work. Matter of fact, about it, and I said
you have to read that for your.
No, I just read stuff about the Bible for fun.
No, you don't. You must have had to do it for your thing.
No, I honestly just
for your man's group.
I'm not in the men's group, so I try to avoid hanging out with rooms filled with dudes. I like hanging out with rooms filled with women.
Okay, yeah.
But that they don't think they're gonna allow me to do that at the church because I'll be rubbing on them thighs.
You're a mess, man.
Like I know God's in the house, but let's see if we can get Satan to crack the door.
Wow. Idiot.
But like Jesus, he talked about tithes like maybe once or twice in the New Testament, and he wasn't like you have to pay tithes. He's like, if your church is tying tithes and y'all doing all this, then y'all better, if you like a lawyer in this and you giving your tithes every week and you think that's enough, if that's all you're doing, then you're not serving the Lord. You need to be doing all the other things because we don't care about that money that much. We care about your presence. We care about you out here serving the Lord with your right. moves in life,
and
not
helping
about
up
you
people.
Giving up the money. Okay, so that's like the only time Jesus mentioned tithes.
Look at this. This is random, but what about people who be having Facebook pictures, but then when you see them in person, they be ugly?
What? Hey, but that is true. Because how many times have you seen a picture like on Facebook or
like,
Twitter or something?
You in the flesh?
And it'd be like, and I'd be like a cute chick. And then you see her and she'd be like 500 pounds. And like, they be trying to fool you
close
with the fucking face shots.
Right.
Wow.
Like, man, she cute. She has some nice eyes.
Wow.
Then you see her and like, oh, no wonder. Because she know how to eye Kate.
The apple of my eye. But yeah, I just want to say that I was thinking about that for some reason, because I thought about somebody, which made me think about that, and I was like, wow. All
right, so we're gonna take a break real quick, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna do top 10, our top 10 favorite
black movies. Thanks for not saying African-American.
African-American slash black movie.
Niggas.
The, or Negro flicks.
The views in this podcast did not reflect my personal views. Thank you.
We're going to call them Negro flicks. Negro flicks.
Negro.
Or Negro, if she wanted to say.
Between and know about your man. Konnichiwa, ladies, when I'm out in Japan. I'm a Tokyo giant like Ichiro. I am piss poor, nigga from the hood, but I blew. Now I bound 6 floors up and down Crenshaw. Spot me the hotel, the cop, or Capri. Bathrobe, slippers in the lobby like weed. Your man is staying Manta Ray, handling the steak. I'm handling the modern stand about 5'8, 5'9, fine wine, fine dine. Either that or I'm mixing in Switzerland, trying to buy time. Falling out in Valley when it's gorgeous out in Cali. Brunching at the Four Seasons, off and easy. Then it's back home, nigga, back to the zone. Nigga, back to the books, to the rhymes that took me. Brooklyn Bombers, Detroit Players, Chi-Town. Said it's all love, Shore Club, M.I.A. Party at Bungalow 8, when I stay. Who look like 100 Beyoncé's, a couple Beyoncé's, I'm the new Devontae. Come and talk to me, mommy in the East Bay. LeBron, I hope she ain't too young, only 21 and older, let another nigga mold her. I'm just trying to show her how I'm ballin' and a roller. Sleep one place, tell the pilot to keep the engine running, then I wake up in Martha's Vineyard. St. Boston, yeah, I think I'm gon' spend Christmas. Reminiscing about the time my mama could spend Christmas. Now I'm gon' send her on her own little wish list. Anywhere in the world, anywhere for my girl. Forever my lady, blind, crippled, and crazy. A ticket in your favorite CD. Sweet
say, 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 say.
Yo, it's where you at. Real niggas out in Brooklyn, some niggas don't clap. It's real killers out in Cali, some niggas just act. Hollywood like they out the hood, it's all to the good. Real players in the D-Twire, some of them throw. Slacking on they Mac and Refs, haven for hoes. Real pranksters in the shop, most of them real folks. Disciplined gangsters, come on Charlie, I know. Shit, it ain't about your city or borough. It's about if you really is thorough. And if you are, holla at your boy. I put my hand on my heart, that means I feel you. Real recognize real, and you looking familiar. I'm a Bed-Stuy nigga, but I do it to death. I promise I'm in St. Thomas, homie, eating at Chef's. 112 ATL, the sun up yet. Then we party like the sun don't set.
We gon' take you all.
To convince you, because when I say, oh, Casanova, no, don't do that. I'm the boss.
You're not the boss.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm not considerate. She's just the boss.
You wouldn't be considerate if I didn't make you.
Yeah. How do you make somebody be considerate?
I'm forced to be considerate, everybody.
What?
I'm forced to be considerate, everybody.
Only for me.
Can we start though?
So, we've been recording.
I figured that, but I'm trying to get the go ahead. Like,
I'm the boss.
Welcome back to the podcast.
I'm the only girl. Of course I'm the boss. Where's my airplane? Sorry.
Yeah.
Welcome to
if
the podcast.
If you was a boss, you know where your airplane is.
Bye.
But we're about to get in our top 10. Let me pop my list out because I've been doing some studying over here.
Fly me my list.
Why would you throw your list?
It was an airplane. My plane does work. Look.
Because
it ain't folded all the way. Don't
it's
do
all, like, she got the radio airplane. The wing is all crooked to the side.
Exactly. And it flew right to me. It's a jet.
She got Forrest Gump airplane.
It's a G5. Ladies first.
We're gonna go back and forth. We
have no particular
one.
Order.
No particular. So you're not rating them?
Mine is.
Man, I just made this list like.
You can rank this one as your favorite.
Whichever one came to your mind first clearly is your favorite.
No, I don't want to say that though.
Which one was it?
Because it can change anything?
Times. Yeah. I'm,
which one was it?
Life was the first one.
There you go.
Mind. That's not my favorite movie.
It must
though,
be.
Today.
Not favorite movie, favorite black movie.
That ain't my favorite black movie today or tomorrow. It might not be.
Well, mine is Ray. My number one was Ray. Jamie Foxx can serenade me any day.
Jamie Foxx is Ray from Muffin Top. I'm not writing these down, so.
I do wrote my one.
Oh, mine's. What? So yours is your first one was Life, or am
I guess,
are you
I guess
going
I just got
last?
Bullied into.
I guess he is the boss.
I guess so.
I guess we're naming number one. Mine's is Coming to America.
Dun-dun-dun.
Not only one of the greatest black comedies, probably one of the greatest comedies.
Your royal is clean.
Like that movie is still. I can watch the movie and laugh like it's the first time I've seen it. Every time. I can't even say
life.
That with Superbad. Hangover.
I can say that about them though.
Nah,
ugh, he
can't.
Can have terrible comedy sense.
How do I have
him?
Super Bad, Step Brothers, all them hilarious, right?
Oh no, they're hilarious.
We're talking about black night. Movies. Like, what you say?
I'm saying, like you said, you talking about that's terrible comedy sense. Those movies, Super Bad and stuff.
They ain't that funny. Just like Seriously Funny wasn't.
They're like real life. Funny. That's like. Superbad is like some stuff that really happened funny.
Yeah.
Like you can tell those are stories that really happened to them.
So that's what makes it.
They've
funny.
Been writing that movie since they were like in seventh grade.
That's what's up. That's really awesome.
It is
yeah,
awesome. But hey,
I said it's awesome. I just say my sense of humor is
life,
terrible.
Like I said, that's I love that movie. I can watch it. I laugh all the way through it.
Am I all right, so back to you, young lady.
He only said one. But anyway, Temptations. Shubida.
Did she just hit a shubida?
Shubida. Is that the one with David Ruffin?
Oh my god. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I ain't seen that movie. So I was like, nah,
man. You can't
I know you want
to
leave.
I stopped.
Yeah.
He
was like, you got Diana Ross in the Supremes, Smokey Robinson in the Miracles, David Ruffin. What's that name again? He's like, he's snorting that coke. Oh man, that was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
But he still didn't play a crackhead better than my nigga, Eddie Kane.
Oh, Lord.
Nights like this.
Right.
I wish.
Next.
I'm going to say that. That's not my second favorite black movie. But that, I'm going to say it since we already on the music.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the list.
Five Heartbeats.
I don't need to put Temptations on there now because she already put it. So I want Five Heartbeats.
Shubida.
I'm going with Painful.
Painful.
Why?
Because of Rico.
And Cameron is a character in that
He's
movie.
Like, I'm hitting it with my Dougie. Hitting it with my Dougie.
Time to get him to make these moves,
I need
Ace.
This.
Time to make these moves, B.
I mean, I can't stand that nigga, though, in that movie. He gonna shoot Money Making Mitch.
Right.
I'm going to have
to
say.
What kind of nickname is that, though?
Right,
and how the hell did Mitch go from being, like, the biggest drug dealer on the block to working for the biggest drug dealer on the block, like, in a night.
Wow.
Right.
I don't know what movie.
This nigga Ace
about.
Went from selling, doing dry cleaning to being Scarface.
Did you just see that movie this year?
We'll pay for it. Nah. Seen
that? What movie was that you just seen this year?
I don't know.
I don't know, but my next movie is just going to have to be Crooklyn.
Wow.
I haven't seen that in so long.
Never seen Crooklyn.
What?
You've never seen Crooklyn? No, I've never seen it. I can't even find it. You know what I say? Never seen Dead Presidents. Can't find that.
How anymore. The hell you ain't never
like,
seen
never
Dead
seen,
Presidents,
I,
sir?
Man,
no,
I've
how
never
you never seen
it.
Crooklyn?
I couldn't find it. Like,
how, now, how you ain't never seen Dead Presidents?
If I've
comes
seen
on
it,
cable. Like,
we don't have cable. We're not privileged.
I've never seen it come on cable. Even when
I was watching it the other day on cable.
If I seen it, I was too young to remember it.
Oh, man, that movie.
So
was
yeah,
great.
I haven't seen either one of those.
He had a old boy from Jason's Lyric. He was a crazy sergeant cutting the. Oh man, the movie's so great. Lorenz Tate acting a damn fool. Old girl popping out the truck. How the hell you ain't never the crazy Mexican the blue.
He don't know. What's your next one? Cause he ain't gonna get it.
God, man. I'm gonna stay with my boy Lorenz Tate, and I'm gonna have to go. Don't Be a Menace
to Society.
Me personally, I like Don't Be a Menace better than Boys in the Hood. I think Boys in the Hood was a bit too preachy.
I forgot which ones was which.
Don't Be a Menace. Like, it was had funny parts. I look back on it. It's kind of corny to me now. Like,
that, I think Boys in the Hood is. Like, nah, I'm not talking about Don't Be a Menace to South Central.
You're talking about Menace to Society?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, I messed
with it. No, I did choose Don't Be a Menace, but I meant Menace to Society.
Yeah, Menace to Society.
I think Menace to Society is better than Boys in the Hood. But Don't Be a Menace is hilarious. That almost made the list. That's why I had like a check next to it. Menace to Society is on my list. Gotta stay with Lorenz Tate. Cause that nigga Old Dog was just a beast. And he didn't die. He did not die at the end. The one, like what, the Muslim nigga died. All he was doing was trying to get to Kansas and right. Get out the hood.
I have no idea what movie y'all talking about.
Menace to Society?
I don't remember which one.
Have you never seen Menace
I'm pretty
Society?
Sure I've seen it. I just don't. All the hood movies.
No, it was Jada Pinkett with them badass braids.
All the hood movies look the same to me.
She wasn't in. Oh, Nia Long was the.
Oh, and the other one. Yeah.
Yeah, Nia Long was in Boys in
the
Hood.
She had a donk. I'm just saying. No homo.
Did he gonna hit them with the no homo?
In the sweatpants though, you know what I'm talking about?
What are we on? Two or three?
That was
like four.
That was the third one. This is the fourth one.
Well, I didn't get a three.
You didn't get a three.
Harlem Nights.
Damn it.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Took it.
Harlem Nights was like Harlem Nights was Eddie Murphy's probably his second or third best comedy. Because the first one's Coming to America.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Harlem Nights?
Richard no. Pryor's a mess.
What the
is that a comedy?
Boo this man.
I'm a woman.
Boo you anyway. I don't. How the hell you've never seen.
You can't find it. Ha ha.
I'm not understanding how you have never seen.
What is it about?
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights? They play basketball?
You don't know about that sunshine?
I don't.
She said, I got a girl whose pussy is so good. If you threw it up in the air, it'll turn into sunshine. He said, I want some of that. I don't.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm just go to my next one. Major Pain. Pain's not here. He's in her. So tight. He can't pass gas.
Not Major Pain.
I love Major that movie. Pain. I love that movie.
All right. Had to take it. I'm going to have to take it down south because this is in no particular order. So I'm taking it down south. Got something a little more modern because we've been picking these old school classics. I'm gonna have ATL's one of my favorites.
That was on my list too.
ATL's is one of my favorites.
Why?
Love that.
This is great. This is a good movie. It reminds you back when you was in high school. That's, you used to go skating and all that stuff.
I didn't go skating.
It remind me about me and
well,
my
then,
friends
that's
in
your
high
fault,
school.
Dog.
It just was like, okay, I see you.
Kicking it with your boys, yeah. Cracking jokes and shit, looking at the waitress ass.
Picasso in your house.
He was mad as shit when he found out about. Esquire found out about Nunu. You got a Picasso, nigga.
Cause I rocks the new.
So you didn't like ATL?
I was alright. I wouldn't put that on my top 10.
One of my favorite movies. I
one
own
my
it.
Favorite movies too.
Watch it to this day.
No, I
won't. Pop it in from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a boring life.
So what do we what's your name?
It's you.
Me. I'm gonna stick with Damon Wayans. I used to always watch Blank Man.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was my movie.
I can see you walking around with some spandex.
That was my movie. It's always come on HBO.
Time to use the noon chucks. He was silly for that.
How do y'all even know quotes from this movie?
Because it had quotables. What do you mean?
Oh my goodness.
He's like, he said he only got time for baby girl.
Stop. I'm gonna go ahead and go with Shot Us. I like that movie. Did you ever see that?
What? I heard it, but I've never seen it. So with the ending with the Jamaicans?
Yes. Y'all never seen that?
I heard it. I've never seen it. Shottas?
No.
You better ask one of y'all Nigerian friends. They probably got it.
Any one of them gangster kind of movies?
Yeah. They was Shoot 'em up, bang, bang.
It ain't the best black gangster movie.
Yes, it is. You never even seen it.
I already know it ain't because I ain't heard of it.
Exactly. So, you should
the
have.
The best black gangster movie is and will always be
Belly.
New Jack City. Belly?
I like Belly.
Belly.
New Jack City was
act like that atrocity of a movie.
Well, DMX acting was terrible, but no, did you see New Jack City? Is that when they was shooting up the wedding? Yes. Yeah, that was good.
And was it Keith Sweat that was singing at the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right there for you.
Bless his name. Oh, he had such a promising career. Man,
that was like best Wesley Snipes. You had Chris Rock in it. You had Mario Van Peebles with that ugly ass curl. Wow. I mean, that was classic. Classic movie.
Classic. I love it.
Got some of my, man, what's the stuff I had on my list?
New Jack City just, oh man, that's like one of my favorite games. I think I like New Jack City a bit more than I like Scarface.
No.
I got messed with Scarface.
Man, Scarface is just, at a certain point, it got real cartoony.
Come up, man.
Yes, and then you saw, like, this yeah, that was nigga made the dumbest fuck. Like, they don't Frank last. Told you the game, dog.
And how many times do they last?
Man.
On top.
See, it took them, like, Nino was smart. It took them, like, all type of fucking shit to catch Nino up. He was too smart. He wasn't going down like Scarface. Even though he got power hungry. His power Larry made Hoover. People not, they weren't going to tell. He wasn't going to get caught up on that bullshit. He wasn't smoking crack like G-Money. Like, see, what he should have did, he should have shot G-Money after the tower got blew up. After the Carter got fucked up. That's what he should have did. And as much as I like New Jack City, though, it's not better than the best black TV show ever, which what? Is The Wire. The Wire.
Oh, no.
Wire, the best. Have you watched The Wire?
T.N. Tamara.
Did this motherfucker just say
T.N. Tamara?
Smart Guy was better than T.N. Tamara.
Sister.
Smart Guy was better than T.N.
Shout out to T. Mowry and them.
Smart Guy was here. He said,
no, you know, my favorite was Steve
said, yeah,
Harvey
I know
show.
You like me because you got all swept up in the momentum. Oh, that was my shit. I love that. I used to watch that all the time, even when the reruns came on the Disney Channel.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember the Jersey?
Yeah. No.
Remember, what was that?
Famous Jet Jackson.
The famous Jet Jackson. Yeah. Man, what happened to that dude? I ain't seen him since Friday Night Lights.
I'd rather watch Good Time.
Then what?
Any of those.
Then the Smart Guy?
Yes. Good Times. Have you watched Good Times?
Like, yes.
Recently?
Good Times is depressing.
Have you watched it scene recently?
It ain't no new episodes.
I got
Good
it on
time.
DVD. I got the season.
It's not no new. She act like they don't care.
What happened to my seasons?
With new episodes of Good Times.
I don't know, they got it on TV now because it comes on, I think, right before.
No, I got this DVD series.
But I'm asking you, like, have you seen it recently? Like, I'd have missed the season finale of Good Times.
But you probably seen it as a kid and it probably
wasn't. Different Strokes was better than Good Times.
Oh, I was on the plane with Dwayne. That's what I like.
You can call me Whitney.
Yeah. I don't like her voice.
I'm the baddest in the school. The baddest in the family.
I like Fresh Prince and Martin.
A Different World was the bomb. I wish I could. Ooh, can you buy me that for my birthday? Can you buy me the DVD series? You.
Do they even have the Different World on DVD?
Probably find it on like eBay.
Oh, you should try.
I know they got Martin on YouTube.
I watch Martin now, and it's just not funny.
I don't think Martin's funny.
I'd be laughing, and I was watching it then, just watching it. Like,
I don't think it's
funny. Back in the day, I would watch it, and it was funny. And now it's just like, man, I would have punched Martin
at?
In the face,
dude.
He was the most obnoxious motherfucker ever. Like, man.
But Tommy was really
funny. Why
Tommy
is he even getting pussy?
Cole was funny, though.
Favorite episode is the Rent-A-Spoon. Was it Marty Mars?
Rent-A-Spoon? That's still funny.
Episode is hilarious.
Meatloaf and Waffles. Marty Mars, Meatloaf and Waffles.
Brother Man from the Fourth Floor.
And that was just dumb. Martin No Cole is stupid as fuck. Why would he even have him make the coupons, man?
Right.
Have Tommy No Job having ass make the coupons.
How do y'all even know episodes? I just don't understand.
That's our childhood. What did you watch?
Roscoe on his knees with the snot nose. I love Nicki Minaj. Oh, shout out to Nicki Minaj. Nicki,
Shout out Nicki Minaj.
Put it in your kidney.
All right, so
I am wearing a Nicki Minaj shirt too, just so y'all know. What's nonsense? The Nicki Minaj shirt?
Yeah, we just did New Jack City.
Yes,
it's yours.
Off.
What's nonsense?
I like. Which one pick? Oh, Training Day. I just throw that out there. I messed with Training Day.
In Training Day, that was your pass number one. Because we said if you had a white co-star, it was not considered a black movie. But it was so much nigga shit happening in Training Day that it got a pass.
Right. So I messed with Training Day.
And what are you going to pick this muffin top? Did you boo Training Day? Probably Denzel's second best acting job he's ever done in his life.
Anyway. I fell asleep on...
He actually played a different person?
I fell asleep on Safe House. So that's what I think about Denzel.
Safe House. I could like see Safe anybody House. Falling asleep on Safe. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't... It was just long and drawn out. It's probably like 30 minutes longer than it needed to be.
Okay, y'all going to be mad at this next pick, everybody. Have you ever seen BAPS? B-A-P-S?
This motherfucker.
Yes, Halle Berry. And
what?
I liked Halle that Berry. Movie as a kid. It had that it fat chick that was studded. In How to Be a Player. It had A.J. Johnson.
Star studded.
And it had Pierre.
That was funny.
That was not star studded.
I'm like, really though, you was doing these kind of movies, Halle Berry, and it always used to come on.
God, and they was just, that
was just ghetto was and so just a hot mess. Horrible, I just watched it for some reason a lot when I was a kid. I think it came on too much.
It's funny, but it's bad. It's really
it
bad.
It is bad.
You know, Batman's homeboy. Yes, I know quotables from that movie.
I'm not even going to say nothing because I just.
Man, you know, I ain't put none of the Fat Boy movies on there.
Oh, what about the Fat Boys movie? Crush Groove. Ah, that was a good movie.
Crush Groove, sir.
You have
seen Crush Groove? Did you
sir.
Approach me with this
yes,
before?
And I would assume that you, yes, after right. that conversation,
you know how hard it is to find these movies?
It's not hard to find Crush Groove. You're not looking hard enough. You could probably find it on YouTube or something. Somebody broke it down
into 12 sections.
Hey, you ain't 12 seen videos. CC before?
Yes.
Thank you.
With Chris Rock.
What other movie? You ain't seen Breaking. One of them other movies you ain't seen. Have you seen Breaking?
What happened in Breaking? Because I get...
Nah. You had Ozone, Turbo, and what was that white bitch named? Sarah?
I don't think I seen Breaking. It sounds familiar, but I don't think I seen
You ain't
it.
Never seen Breaking, dude. Or Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I don't know what that is.
Hell yeah, where did y'all go?
You watch movies all the time. That wasn't my thing. I was outside.
Like he was walking on the walls, breakdancing on the walls.
Wow. Can you breakdance on the walls?
Can you dance on the ceiling? Ronald Richie was.
I probably could.
It's possible. Anything's possible when you in Breaking.
I can dance really good.
Why did he ask if you side note, I'm a great dancer.
I am.
I believe it's on me.
Hit me up on Twitter for shows.
And I'm. What are you booking yourself? You gonna get the wrong type of hit ups.
Okay, don't hit me on Twitter.
They gonna be like, yeah, we got some singles.
No.
You said, what kind of show you gonna do dancing?
Right. I'm gonna do a routine to.
Like the twerk team?
Lift every voice and sing.
Man, that might. Some people might pay to see somebody twerk to lift every voice.
Oh, I'm about to twerk. I'm going to do some modern jazz fingers, classical ballet, mixed with a little bit of hip hop.
Where's your next one?
My next one is Malcolm X.
Okay.
Denzel's best performance, and he should have got his first Oscar for that, but the movie was like 9 hours long.
That movie was
less long. Did anybody watch
that? My mother went to see that movie when it first came out. I didn't go see it, but she went to see it in the theaters. They had an intermission. Oh, like it was goodness. A play.
Wow.
You know how long a movie gotta be when
how you
have
get
an
your
intermission?
Seat back when you go get some popcorn.
I wonder if they had the same thing for Jackson 5, which didn't even.
What was
that?
No,
that was just TV. That was a miniseries. That was a miniseries.
It didn't hit the
and
big
probably
screen.
One of the best.
It should have went to the big
series
screen. They should bring it
back. I like the Jackson American Dream better than Roots.
Not Jackson American Dream. She's talking about the Jackson 5.
You've
never
movie,
seen
the
that?
It's called The Jacksons and American Dream. That's official name of the title.
We could just say Jackson 5. You don't need anything
behind
the semicolon.
Because it wasn't about the Jackson 5. It was about their whole family. Randy came in later, and then they end the movie where they're the Jacksons.
Who is Randy to them?
It's the brother.
That's somebody told me that, but then somebody was like, nah, that didn't even, so I
yeah,
was
that
like,
was their.
You didn't
that
research
was the,
it?
The brother
I didn't
after,
care enough.
That was the brother after Marlon. Like, it was the Jackson 5, and then they, you know, they just kept having kids because Joe didn't know about condoms, apparently.
Maybe they didn't make them. Wasn't AIDS they going made, around back then?
They made condoms. They just fucking, they should put like, that
on the. They should put that on theater.
Because I think, like, Randy came, then Janet. I think Janet might have been the youngest, or was it LaToya?
All right. Is it my turn?
Yeah. It's Cass's turn. We probably the name more than
yeah. Set It Off. One of my kid movies I watch. One of my favorite
kid movies.
One of my favorite movies I watched when I was a kid. I used to always watch.
I think
Set
we
it
had
off.
Six.
Why?
I think we.
Me and my sisters used to always sit and watch that movie.
I think this will be six though.
We're just gonna say six.
Society.
That's fine. I guess.
Malcolm X. Coming to America.
Well, let me hear y'all list again.
I'm just going back and seeing the ones that I've chosen. Coming to America.
I've chosen.
God, I can't think of
I've that. Chosen to be with you, my dear.
We on five.
Oh no, I think it's more than five, but I'ma just throw
no,
it out.
No, New Jack City. We're on six now.
Did anybody say Bad Boys 2?
I was gonna do the Bad Boys series because both of them are hilarious.
I can see the Bad Boys series. I wouldn't have put it in my... It's not personally it's not my favorite. Movie.
I like the second one.
That's my part.
So why Bad Boys... Bad Boys 2? Just Bad Boys 2? Because Bad Boys 1 was better than Bad Boys 2.
That broke had me rolling. I might lie.
Bad Boys 2 was over the top. Especially when he pulled the gun on the kids and start... I don't need Will Smith quoting Ludacris lyrics. Like, that doesn't seem...
But that was funny.
Oh, I love Ludacris.
Hmm?
I love Ludacris.
He said, when you see him, I'm not get the fuck out of him. Like, Will Smith, didn't you just say you don't cuss?
Is he cussing in his movies?
I don't need to sell. So he needs to sell movies. He needs to cuss to sell movies, though, not records. I don't need to cuss to sell records. Well, I do. So
he don't write the scripts on the movies.
You trust me, he could change that word if he didn't want to say it.
Bro, it's funny.
I didn't find it that funny.
Right.
I thought Martin Bad Boys 2, Martin whined entirely too damn much. I want to punch. Yeah, I think I just want to punch Martin Lawrence.
He look like Martin Lawrence.
Don't say that. He's funny looking. And I hope I don't look that funny. Okay, I know I'm look funny, but not that funny.
Don't we all look funny?
But he must be watching the Boston Celtics thing. Maybe be clapping extra.
That's what's up. That's my kind of guy.
Is it my turn? Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Kid and Play series. Now I know that people are like, what the fuck is the Kid and Play series? You mean House Party series? No, because I don't count House Party 4. That was some other shit. But you count House Party 1 through 3, and then you count Class Act.
Welcome to my house party.
Is a slept on movie. Danita, don't thought you was gonna play with my frog. I could have made that DSR song on my screen because I know all the quotables.
Right.
You talk tough. Yeah, I talked to her. Show me the money watching Jerry Maguire on the screen. He's like, what the? You've never heard DSR on my screen?
No.
What are you doing? So, aren't you supposed to educate?
On Texas hip hop culture.
Yes. It's your turn, though.
What? You're up, boy.
Oh, okay.
No, I did Bad Boys 2. You were somewhere lost in that ESPN.
Going ahead and, I guess. Next Friday, because when I first seen it, I was in tears.
And I was just going to do.
He's a fool. And he had me rolling. And I actually liked it better than Friday. Like, I thought it was.
I like Next Friday better than Friday, too.
It's funnier.
Friday is just classic, but yeah. I don't know. Mike Guest makes me laugh a bit more. Like, he's just silly. Like during most of the Friday, you wonder, why the fuck don't Craig just stop hanging out with Smokey? Like, this nigga going to get this nigga. Like, at least fucking with, least fucking with him, Day-Day, he wasn't never about to get you killed.
Right.
Like, he didn't have drug dealers coming at you. Like, he'll make dumb
decisions. He had baby mamas.
He'll get you trying to hook you up with the fat sister, the little sister that's bigger than the big sister. Or he might get you fired by Holy Moly.
One of them dudes that, or both of y'all.
Holy Moly, don't shut.
Was it Michael Rapaport? To this day, because he played in with Higher Learning.
I hate him.
I was going to say that was my movie. That was my next
nigga.
One. Higher Learning.
That nigga. I hate
because a lot
Remy.
Of people, I still hate him.
Still hate Remy. Like, every time I seen Remy, he was like an FBI agent. I was like, I hope he gets shot. I hope somebody shoot Remy's ass. He killed Tyra Banks.
No, that was my next movie, Higher Learning.
There you go.
Higher Learning.
Set you up for it.
Nice transition. That's a good segue.
Give and go.
God, I hate Remy. And that's why it's such a good movie, because I hate that nigga in real life.
I love he you, should, he Deja. Has,
he should have won an Oscar for that movie. Because I really believe he's racist.
Right.
Like, he was in a movie where he was, like, friends with black people and, like, oh, nigga, what's up? And blah, blah, blah. Like, he's trying to trick y'all. He is going to... He got some snipers outside waiting. I fucking hate Remy.
He's going to trick y'all because they got beat up. And then he was just a little punk in the beginning, though.
He was a punk through the whole movie.
It was hilarious.
Even after he killed Tyra Banks, he was a punk. He went out like a little bitch.
Yeah, look.
Then them fucking racist ass cop beat up Omar Epps.
I can believe
that. And Omar Epps was like, he was trying to win that Soul Train Award, dog. You killed her. You gonna die.
Oh, that was terrible. And then how she fell down, though, Tyra Banks. I'm like, really? I'm like, did she have to die like that? That was awful.
That blood was looked like red pudding and shit coming up. Don't die on me, Deja. Deja, no! Why?
I love you, Deja.
Like, oh,
that's the part. She did it by, did it by.
Did it by, did it by, did
it by. My pillow. You know what song I'm talking
about? I remember that.
Yes. He
came up on me with, oh, what?
The cutie pie knows or something. She can always lay on my feet up or something.
And I forgot Morris Chestnut was in that movie with a white woman. Well, he would have been the evil genius.
See them white girls alone.
They're like, look at this suck ass nigga. Omar, how did Omar Epps, he just came to college and became extra militant and shit.
Right.
Like, nigga, you from LA. That nigga was extra militant. Like, he came and was like, yeah, you know, I'm star, track star, and blah, blah, blah. You nigga had one sit down with Ice Cube. Nigga became the most militant black person on earth. Like, you can't talk to white people. Even though he got mad when an old white girl was looking at cluster purse and shit. Like, that nigga did look like a thug, though. Zimmerman wouldn't shot his ass. Right. Zimmerman would have stalked him through the woods into the gymnasium.
Anyway, off of Zimmerman's head.
Old school reference.
Stalked him through
streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I forgot what that was.
Old school. Will Ferrell was like, right. We're gonna go streaking. Come on, Snoopaloo. Hey, you bring your green hat.
Stop quoting stuff.
Who's next?
Dang.
I'm next.
Who's next?
My next movie is...
We got now. We don't care who's next.
My next movie
is... He printed out three pieces of paper, just so y'all know.
I gotta be prepared. I'm gonna have to say my next movie is...
Prepare smeared.
The Last Dragon.
What is that?
Nigga, play.
What? She don't know what The Last Dragon is? You really don't know what The Last Dragon is?
No, don't be one. Oh.
Leroy!
Yeah, no.
I don't understand. You've never seen The Last Dragon?
No.
Boo.
I don't even want to. You don't even deserve a boo.
Good.
For not seeing The Last Dragon.
I don't deserve a book. You're right.
Because that is an atrocity of biblical proportions.
Oh, what about that movie? That's what I want to say.
Biblical proportions?
No, what is that movie? What, Denzel Washington?
What about you ain't never seen The Last Dragon, though?
That's...
You don't know nothing about Bruce Leroy?
Who's that? The Bruce Leroy on that one movie that was his... He married that one fat dude.
No, you talking about... the one with Eddie Griffin.
And they stole the ATM.
That's you crossed.
What was that? Barbershop?
Now. You crossed Barbershop with Baby Daddies or whatever. The one with Eddie Griffin, Anthony Anderson, and
I'm confused.
And the Italian dude. That's one movie. And Barbershop is when was it Lorenz Tate? Is that Lorenz Tate?
Well, Lorenz Tate.
And Anthony Anderson steal the ATM. Yeah.
So which one was Bruce Leroy? Oh, he played on both of them.
No, Bruce Leroy was a baby and Baby Daddy. And he was...
Oh, yeah, Baby Daddy. A, that's what I
was assassin on...
But he was that one dude's son, though, right? Bruce Leroy was?
Yes.
Thank
Is
you.
It me, my turn now?
You look like you need some sleep.
I do need some
Well,
sleep.
You should have went to bed.
I'm...
Go.
Ready, sir?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and remember the Titans because I can watch that all day. And it had to
download. I don't know if it qualified, though. That
You got Denzel. Any quotables? You got Zalee, any quotables?
Denzel Washington was
the If you got a quotable, then
yes. Sunshine. Sunshine.
Coach, I'm tired. I want some water.
He said, you don't drink water. Waters wipe blood off my uniform. You don't get no blood on my uniform.
I can watch that movie.
He said, Petey, how many feet are in a mile? Huh? How many feet are in a mile? 5,000. You gonna go run every one of them. You're killing me, Petey. She's like, why do you know all the quotables to every movie?
I just don't know. I really don't.
Said, you supposed to be the leader. You supposed to be the captain. Why ain't your white buddies rocking for red? Because he's been getting blah, 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 blah.
What?
Attitude reflect leadership, Captain.
Yes, attitude reflect leadership. What's the score?
It is 46-31 at the half.
Bean Town. Let's go.
Rondo ugly show.
You just call, why Rondo gotta be all that? What'd he do to you?
He just ugly.
But he be balling, so.
It's a ball.
Also, is it my turn again?
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Oh. I think it is. I think we're almost done.
Was I with you shooting in the gym?
Yes, I'm shooting in the gym right now.
I'm with you. I'm with you too, Corey Matthews.
Are we listening to the soundtrack of The Last Dragon? Is that what's playing?
I had to go do it.
Wow. Did that, hold on, Tama. Did that go to the theaters?
Yes.
Wow, okay. I don't want to elaborate no more on it. And I was just like, really though? I thought it was on some like scary movie type. I know that was really on some like, hey, we gonna go ahead and.
Scary Movie went to the theater.
I know, but I thought it was on some spoof type.
Scary
stuff.
Movie
like,
was terrible.
Oh, The Last Dragon was Barry Gordon's attempt to make a real movie.
Drops microphone.
Right on, like,
yes, man, that movie was so great.
Because then it's like
just directing your pizzas to Daddy Green's pizzas.
I'm hungry.
Can you teach me some moves?
You got some food? I'm hungry.
What's up? 9.
I think we at 8.
I don't think I got 2 more.
Barbershop.
Next.
You just say next. You got home.
Which barbershop was that? Is that the one with
the first barbershop? The second
was
barbershop
even that
was,
one.
She was in both of them.
Oh.
The second barbershop was when it
was that
like,
the African.
It was all about gentrification and the corporations coming in, taking over the neighborhood and stuff. Like the first barbershop was one day in the life of this barbershop, and the second barbershop was like it spanned over months and shit. And
but the first one was when he was trying to sell it.
Yeah, and yeah. The second one was when they was trying to have him sell it because everybody else in the community was selling their business.
Did he sell it?
No, he didn't sell it.
Because they got a third one?
They came up with Beauty Shop. That was supposed to be like the spinoff of Barbershop.
That was stupid.
And it was stupid because Barbershop happened in Chicago while Beauty Shop happened in Atlanta. And she wasn't even the same person.
You gotta have it in Atlanta. That's where all the girls do hair at.
So you don't get your hair done? You gotta go to Atlanta and get your hair done?
I do my own hair. Holler at me on Twitter if you want yours done.
So you selling dances and beauty stuff on Twitter? What else are you selling? She gonna be like, holler at me if you need that work on Twitter.
You like, want it.
Me.
I got what you need. What you need.
So, my turn? Your turn?
Mine. Yeah, it's yours. Cause I just want.
Your Highness.
Man.
What you need?
I have nothing left.
Right.
Lean on me, because that's the
lean
one I see.
Lean on me. I thought we said that. Right. I would have said that a long
when
time.
You're not strong.
No, sing the alma mater. Do that.
Fairyside.
Fairyside.
Like, you smoke crack, don't you, Sams? You smoke crack? You're killing us. You're killing your brain cells, Sams. You're killing your brain cells.
You sound just like idiot.
It was a mess in that movie.
Said, you kill yourself, just jump off and do it expeditiously. Like, damn.
Do 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 do. I'm sorry, I can't sing. I know, but whatever.
Oh man, the movie was great.
That was my 10th. So.
All right.
That was not. I don't think that was 10.
I'm just saying like, above the rim. I'm just gonna say that.
I think this is this next go around.
Like
no, we were on 7. This was 8. This was 9 that you just named. We need one more.
Above the rim,
because everybody named some of my movies.
You can't think. You can name hold on, let me find you a movie. You can get you some Coach Carter, Cooley High, The Cookout,
because Derek Lucas.
You can do Aquila in the Bee.
Oh yeah, I had that on my list. So
you can do Are We Done Yet? Are We There Yet?
I've got one. I'm gonna do Glory Road because I like Derek Luke and I want him to play more movies. I think he's a good actor.
All right, I'm going to choose for this my 9th pick in the draft.
Hello, sir.
We're on 10.
You just did twice.
You just did twice. You always get tired. You a little.
Man, go drink an energy drink or something. Drink some damn caffeine. You're an adult now.
That's what you get for doing coffee. That's the privilege of being a good friend.
All right, CB4.
No good deed goes unpunished.
CB4, straight out of Low Cash, a crazy motherfucker named Gusto. I'll fuck your wife because the bitch is a big hoe.
Sister Act 2. That's going to be mine. That's going to be mine. You know,
how you going to hear me in the middle of my straight out of Low Cash and you going to scream out?
Because that remind me of Lauryn Hill, She Got Heart. And then that remind me of when Whoopi Goldberg came outside. She's like,
this motherfucker.
Y'all gotta go. Now go get your back so we can go. Ho, ho.
I'm glad nobody said
thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm ecstatic that no one said The Color Purple. My last one is gonna be.
Or Juana Man.
Or Sixth Man.
What's Sixth Man?
Oh, that movie with Marlon Wayans and Dwayne from. Different World. He died. Like Marlon was his little brother, and they both played for Washington. The Washington Huskies. Oh, it was bad. Trust me,
it was.
Or Eddie.
And like Dwayne Wayne was like dead, and he was helping the team win, and they got to the NCAA finals and shit.
Dwayne Wade would have married me, y'all.
Really, that would probably be a little pedophile-ish, but you know, all right. My 10th movie is The Wood.
Knew that one of them was
my 10th movie is Akeelah and the Bee.
This motherfucker, Akeelah and the Bee. That movie was hot garbage.
It was cool.
Movie was hot garbage. You could have chose The Great Debaters or something.
Oh, that's
why we didn't choose like no intelligent movies.
The Express.
Y'all said hood movies. I thought.
No, we said black movies.
Oh, Casanova said hood movies. I'm like, I don't know that many hood movies.
I believe it started with hood classics.
It and did it start.
Because I'm like, I don't know that many hood classics.
Listen, only 10.
All these are hood classics because you watched them in the hood. Scarface needs a pass
because that has been.
No, if we did a hood classic, then Scarface would get a pass.
That's iconic in black
Godfather. Godfather would be on there. The Last Dragon would be on there again because that's a hood classic.
Sister Act 2 would be on
somebody
there.
Somebody might want to put Baby Boy or something on there.
I wouldn't.
Because that is that the hood. Classically, is. That's the hood.
Clearly. Four different
Baby Boys. Which one is worse? Baby Boy or Waist Deep?
Which one was Waist Deep?
Baby Boy.
Waist Deep.
It's Waist Deep when the son got.
Waist Deep was with Tyrese and Megan Good. Like, they kidnapped Tyrese's son.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Game kidnapped Tyrese's
son. I'm going to say that.
And he was eating Waist like Deep. Milky Way.
I forgot about that. Waist Deep.
God, that movie was bad, but it still wasn't as bad as Baby Boy.
I think it was.
Baby Boy tried to sell you that Omar Gooden and Snoop were genuinely thugs you should be scared of. Like, Snoop, hey, how you walk
hey,
around
Omar Gooden kind of, hey.
Don't nobody want sir. Your punk ass bike, cuz.
It would trip me out because it was Mo. But then
I couldn't take it serious.
But then you take him seriously when you see him as Harris and Playmakers.
Yeah, I played Mets because he played
Pound Up Their Jam.
Nah, dog. He was over the top in Baby Boy. He's like, you ain't gonna take care of your brother. Make sure I eat. Get me a job, nigga. What?
Why?
I'm surprised you didn't.
And Tyrese Tyrese got beat up by them kids. Rode his bike all the way to Moe's house, then fell off and act like he couldn't walk. How the fuck you pedal a bike? How the hell you pedal a bike all the way to his house, but you can't walk, dog?
Preferably,
Vin Rains walking around fucking his mama.
The movie is
what
terrible,
movie was right? You talking about?
I'm talking about Stomp the Yard and
Stomp the Yard was
drama.
Oh,
I forgot
Stomp
about it,
but I had to make a choice between The Wood and Stomp the Yard. Stomp the Yard was gonna get on there because it just expressed like that college life. Like if you went to a college, like I didn't go to a historically black college, but I went to a college that had a decently strong
black. Family.
Black like Greek organizations right. On there, so you would see like outside you going to the probate and they coming out and they dissing other frats and
that
stuff.
Should be fine.
So that just opened that, but the wood is just the wood.
The wood like, is terrible
because you did band
Mackin
all that
hanging
I am
HBCU
Mackin
HBIC
hanging. That was actually a movie that Omar acted pretty good in.
Shout out
the only
to,
thing I don't like about the movie is that
JSU, Jackson
Roland
State, Tennessee
did not
State
have
University.
An accent as a kid.
Texas Southern.
But grew up and had a Jamaican accent.
Hamilton High School. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I said what? Different conversations. You talking about HBCUs and you talking about the Wood.
Because the Wood was great. It was
the Wood was awful. I'm talking about
Shadow. Is that the one with DL in it?
No. That was Best Man or Brothers or some shit.
Oh, did nobody say
that? The Wood was with Omar Epps.
I get them mixed up because it was like the same.
Because they had some of the same. They had both had Taye Diggs and other niggas in there. But remember like Omar Epps' younger character got beat up by Stacey. He said, I looked up. I saw a hand reaching from the heavens. No, it was just Stacey punching me in the face. Wow. And then he was dancing with her at the dance and he got hard. Every dude know how that feel. You be like, ooh, let me go ahead and do that how we do it in North Carolina. She's like, I don't.
You tuck?
No, he didn't tuck. He stepped back.
Okay, I was going to say, that's gay.
How would you tuck your penis in the middle of a dance?
Don't act like y'all gonna be disgusting and moving. And oh, I hate when coaches do that, just scratch or move themselves in front of you. Oh, I cannot stand that. That's just the worst.
This has been another episode of Somewhere in Outer Space podcast.
The views of Muffin Top do not reflect my personal views on the podcast.
Neither do they do mine.
And neither do these two dum-dums reflect mine.
You can find us each on Twitter. I'm at SPCMTN.
At Novocaine007.
At MUFIN underscore top.
Muffin top without the F because she couldn't afford to buy the F.
I couldn't. I'm so poor. I couldn't afford the OR. I'm just silly.
You can find us on Facebook. Search us for the fan page, Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. Find us on Stitcher. Search Somewhere in Outer Space. You can find us on Podomatic by the same name. You can look us up on iTunes as well. So rate the show, subscribe to it, all that good shit. You can also find we're in a lot of places.
Shout out to us.
We're everywhere.
You can find us on Blogspot at somewhereinouterspaceblog.blogspot.com, and you can email the show at somewhereinouterspace@gmail.com. It's been real. Peace.
Yo, holla at your boy.
Yeah.
Young till I die. I'm young till I die. I'm young till I die. Forever young, nigga. Forever young, nigga. Yeah, forever young, nigga. I'm young till I die. I guess I'm young till I die, nigga.
One way swag, fast life living. Grown kids, that is jack. Robin Williams, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga. Yeah, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga. Runway swag, fast life living. Grown kids that is jack. Robin Williams, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga. Yeah, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga.
Old mind, old soul, yep, old bread. Forever young, cause I got game from the old head. Money stay true, that's what my folks said. So now I give them dope lines like a cokehead. Drive for perfection, the grind is the show. If you don't go for growth, then what is it you cope for? No mainstream, I'm underground like a gopher. But if it's about bread, I pop up like a toaster. Man, these rappers don't like them. They whine like Zippendales, and I tell them quick wiping. Get money, no stipend. I'm young, no titan. Full striking like lightning. The flow is complex. I can switch it up like Tourette's and it'll still bang like non-sex. I'm picture perfect like Cy Young, and that is to the death. I'm gone.
Runway swag, fast life living. Grown kids, that is jack. Robin Williams, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga. Yeah, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga. Runway swag, fast life living. Grown kids that is jack. Robin Williams, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga. Yeah, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga.
The ground lighter when I step. Moonwalk with a bad Billie Jean, fresh off the catwalk. I'm on point, leave them all at a stand halt. Ice cream paint job, drip like a melted malt. Young Jack, you're just a young jack off. It's really too bad, TB like a bad call. Number one, now my runner-up's running off. Catch me at the pool party in a cool loft.
hot chick on my side just to cool me off. Shirts off, cups out like Rick Ross. DSL, live life at a high speed. Gotta be hardwired if you're trying to find me. Probably stepping out, killing scenes. First degree with my main squeeze. Blowing that Bahama breeze loudly. It better be, it betters me. My life's a movie.
Runway swag, fast life living. Grown kids, that is Jack, Robin Williams. I guess I'm young till I die, nigga. Yeah, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga. Runway swag, fast life living. Grown kids, that is Jack, Robin Williams. I guess I'm young till I die, nigga. Yeah, I guess I'm young till I die, nigga.
No, I'm kidding.
Why are we still recording?
Recording.
I need you to start taking this. What, you can't blame this on 2 hours.
Computing.
Well, how long was it?
It's an hour and a half, sir.
Who are we blaming?